It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. We're at Chickies in South Philly, where we are every Friday until Eagles season starts again. Big games and big events like this one. Always better at Chickies, the official sports bar of your world champion Philadelphia Eagles. I just realized something before we get to the top five at five.
Uh-huh.
This will be the first time that 5:30 Creed is on YouTube, and
nice.
People will see us doing it.
Nice.
Yeah. Now, when I was...
Oh, they'll be excited for that.
Well, I was taking my little pre-show walk.
Sure. Yeah.
And as I was walking back here, there was a gentleman leaving the Chickies parking lot in an SUV. He rolled down his window, and he goes, "Spike!" And I came over, he goes, 5:30, I don't miss it. And I was like, I like it.
Nice. My thing I was thinking about before we get to the top five of five is, will Battle ever update the returns?
No.
Or is it going to be the same ones?
It's been 10 months.
Just like, ba-bam-a-bam.
Yeah, same ones. What does the guy do?
Yeah.
What does he do?
Many people are asking.
Yeah. All right, let's get to everybody's favorite part of the WIP Afternoon Show.
Each the five.
Number five.
At five.
Five.
With Jack Fritz.
Oh, five. Beautiful five.
It was a productive week for audio on the show. And the fifth one on the top five at five of drops of the week, wondering if you want to add them to the drop board. Because, again, it's a loaded drop board. There is 130-some drops.
Okay. And how many do you use?
Like 15.
Okay.
But it's good to have them in the holster.
Okay.
Now, number five, I didn't get to round.
These are the things that we had this week, and one will be added to the board.
Yeah.
Okay.
Probably multiple, if I'm being completely honest with you.
Okay.
Number five is, for those that don't think that Ike Reese is committed to 5:30 Creed, this would prove otherwise, as before Spike and I even turned our mics on, Ike came in super hot. And here is
I
that.
I didn't hear that.
Yeah, here is that.
Now, heaven save me, but I'm down to one last breath.
Little at the beginning.
Wow.
Yeah. Can you play the little beginning part again, Buzz?
Now.
What is that?
It's the lyrics. But he must have came running in, just turned the mic on.
Of course.
And started
that's what it was.
Well,
going.
During 5:30 Creed, Ike always starts it without the headphones on.
Yes.
Right.
Because he Ike walks back in just as, like, right as we're going. And 5:30 Creed happens quick.
Yes.
Like, there's not a lead up.
There's no build up.
You're just there.
Now? Perfect. The fourth possible.
That's one.
Possible new drop. Is our good buddy Herb, who had himself a week.
Oh, yeah.
This, when talking about the morning show host that we do not name?
Joe Camerata.
I just don't get how
Joe Camerata.
He listens to the station all day.
Yeah,
you know, and he should know these guys' names. And he just a blatant disrespect of Joe Camerata.
Joe Camerata.
He has another one we'll get to later.
Yeah,
but Joe Camerata.
See, here's the thing. I believe he knows it's the camera. Like, he hears it.
It's perfect. You saying it's on purpose disrespect, or he just can't spit it out?
No, he just can't spit it out.
Oh.
Yeah, it's like you hear a name.
Yeah.
It's like the Fangio thing.
Fangelo? Is
yeah,
that what he calls him?
Yeah, yeah. So
Cigarani?
People hear the name, and Herb is a great case for this, but it also happens with some of our callers at times.
Yes.
When they just mispronounce a name. They hear it correctly, they just can't say it.
Which is surprising.
Listen, I understand that. I fall victim to that at times as well.
Play it again, Buzz.
Joe Camerata.
And one of the reasons Herb doesn't like me is that I think I asked him, I think I kept saying, who again? I kept trying
kept
to get him to
who?
Say it.
And he gets increasingly tight.
Yeah. Herb doesn't like me at all.
No, I would say that's. But at least he calls. Like the other,
yes.
Some people just stopped calling.
Yes. Yeah.
At least Herb is there because, you know, he respects the show.
Yes, yeah. Absolutely.
The third possible new drop comes from the morning show again. Now, this time, it's a little pause moment from our good friend John Ritchie.
He is harder.
Talking about how I am harder than Joe DiCamera.
Now, that is a tallest.
Yeah, we've messed this one up three
weeks
in a row.
Oh, yeah, I'm not supposed to say that.
Always that chicken.
How about the... fast guy and the slow guy race. How about that?
Go.
The fastest guy in a slow guy race. I won't say the thing I'm not supposed to say.
He is harder.
I mean, that is a classic Fritz drop.
Yeah.
Oh, hey, listen.
No, I've got a top 10 of if we just needed that, I could do a whole week.
The Blue Chew top 5.
I don't know if you heard that entire exchange there, but I told them, I'm like, this is going to be on Jack's drop.
Oh, yeah. No, I heard it right after.
Yeah.
I heard that right after.
I knew that. As soon as I heard it, I was like, yeah, this is a classic.
Hit it again, Buzz.
He is harder.
And look, truthfully, you know, I have great respect for Jack, and I think he's going to win. And he is down 20. Everybody's talking about it. But, like, hard in that way. I don't know if that was how I would describe you.
Well, two for two.
Oh, no, I'm not talking about that
way. Oh, you're not
way.
Talking about that
yeah,
way.
Yeah, I'm talking about the physical way.
Yeah, he's talking about you physically being hard.
Yeah. Well, physically being hard. Okay, no, but
yes, yeah. I'm not talking.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm glad that we're clearing this up.
Above the belt.
Yeah. No, that's...
Well,
that's,
we do Blue Chew commercials. We all understand that. That's not what we're doing right
now.
No, not what we're doing.
We would never. That's fair. I'm not... You know, I'm not sculpted.
No.
No, that's not a definition of a muscle anywhere.
Yeah, again, it's all lean muscle.
I don't think you know what that means.
It means it's tough to build on.
Okay.
Yeah. Dude, I never had definition. Even when I had to lift for...
Why don't you try doing push-ups?
I do push-ups.
You got smoke?
You do push-ups?
I do. I can do about 30.
Straight.
Yeah. What are you doing over there, Mr. Push-Up? Even when I was lifting for school.
There's no way he's doing 30 push-ups.
Yeah, I was going to ask, like, what Hugh asked me if I do the
girl
push-ups on my knees. That's my question. Are you doing push-ups on your knees?
No.
You
got a body
30.
You got a body like Luka.
Doncic?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, different Luka?
I thought you meant like Luke Skywalker.
Okay. You got smoker's arms over there.
I know.
Yeah.
But again, like I said, even when I would like lift for baseball, nothing would ever go on there.
30 push-ups.
It's not that. I think I could do 30. I'm now feeling
good. 30 push-ups is nothing to most people.
Well, I know, but I'm not strong.
Yeah, I don't think
I'm strong.
You can do 30.
I'm strong.
One of the
in relation to my body.
It's just body weight.
Yeah.
Yeah, like one of the reasons I can do more push-ups is because I don't weigh very much.
Exactly.
I'm not that strong.
Yeah.
I'm strong, but I'm not like super strong or anything. 30 push-ups. Maybe you should be doing 30 when I have to do the 250 challenge.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. You live and you learn.
Okay.
I'll arm wrestle you next break if you want.
I don't want to. You would definitely beat me in arm wrestling.
I was talking to Ike.
Okay.
The second drop. The second drop on Drop of the Week is, again, back to our good friend Herb in the Northeast with this all-timer when discussing Coach John Calipari.
Garibaldi, 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 back.
That's not me.
Now, that's an all-timer right there.
He was trying, too.
He knows his counterpart. He knows it.
He's chasing it.
Yes.
Like, that's what he's doing. Like we say with the Eagles chant, when people screw it up, they're chasing. They're trying to go backwards. He's chasing Calipari. Like, it's like a dog chasing its tail. Say it again. Play it again.
Garibaldi, ball is back.
It's so bad. It's so bad. He's trying so hard, especially off of the – this is the same call. It was the same call, as Camerata, which you're on top of him.
Yeah.
You know?
I feel like we should replay – people keep saying – I think Herb's on a heater, because the last few Herb calls, people have said that's the best Herb call. But the last one, the one that came from, we got a lot of feedback that it might have been the best Herb call of all time.
Yeah, it was good. One more time, Buzz.
Garibaldi, ball is back.
I didn't think anything would ever top Nick Sirianni.
That one.
That one, the Calipari topped it. That's his number one.
So good.
Man, I need Villanova to hire Calipari or something. That's right. So we have a reason to use it.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Because there's no reason right now.
No. A Calipari drop? No.
No, I know.
Tough loss last night for Calipari.
Yeah. Whatever his name is.
They blew that game.
Garibaldi.
Garibaldi is back.
All right. But the number one drop, new drop, that may or may not be added to the drop board, is this masterpiece from the one and only Ike Reese.
Thank you, Broach. Great job today.
See you, fellas.
All right.
Still want to know what you're trying to say.
When you asked Ike what he said, he was like, oh, I said, all right, man, thanks. And Jack and I, that would have been a great YouTube moment, because Jack and I just locked eyes. What does he think he said?
Thank you, Broach. Great job today.
See you, fellas.
All right.
Now, is that better than Happy Birthday, Taylor? That's my question.
That's about the same one. I don't know. Why did I hear in my head something else?
Just like everything just like mushed together.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I don't know what happened there.
No, I know.
Thank you, Broach. Great job today.
See you, fellas.
All right.
All right. So we have to choose from... I don't think I can make a choice. We might have to leave this up to the audience. Man. We have the Buzz. Can we speed through them real quick? Is that possible?
Yes, it is.
I don't want you to have to, you know, hustle and scrounge or whatever.
Oh, because we know when Buzz gets flustered.
Yeah,
no, I got them all ready.
Okay,
don't be scraping and scrounging.
So number five was Ike, and it was this one.
Now,
heaven save me, but I'm down to one last breath.
Now, okay. Number four, I believe, was Herb and
Joe Camerata.
Joe Camerata.
That's a good one. I mean, that one is
universal,
mean,
evergreen.
Yeah. Okay. Number three was Richie.
Yep.
He is harder.
That's a strong one too. I don't even remember. Oh, number two was Herb again.
Yes.
Garibaldi, ball is back.
Dude, he could not.
That is so strong.
He could not regroup.
I just don't know when we can use it.
Yeah, I know.
And then number one, an all-timer for Mike.
Thank you, Broach. Great job today.
See you, fellas.
All right.
So, to me, it comes down to Camerato. Look, the Calipari one is all-timer, but I don't know when we can use
it. It might have
it.
To be played in the top five of, like, Herb moments.
Right. I think it comes down to DeCamera. It comes down to Ike's and Richie Harder.
Yeah, it's just the way that this whole setup with Ike's makes it funnier rather than just the random, like, happy birthday, Taylor. That's two in the last 2 months.
Really good.
You guys are laughing at me.
We're laughing with you.
No. I could literally be going through something.
Mentally. I know.
Yeah. What's that?
I could be going through something mentally.
Oh,
he did run into
that.
Wedges for a long time.
I did.
Oh, don't do that.
Well, but it's fair.
Well, it is fair. But
did you hear the bros cut?
I can't not do that though. It's so.
Did you hear the bros cut? No, let's hear it again.
Yeah, one more time.
Thank you, Broach. Great job today.
See you, fellas.
All right.
That could have been a minor stroke, man. I don't know what that was.
It really could have been.
Because you thought, again, you thought you said, yeah, have a good one, bro.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
That's not what happened.
Yeah. The other thing with me and Jack Hockey guys is, can we actually talk about what he just said? It was so far away from what he thought. All right. 215.
I'm okay with whatever you guys do.
Okay. Yeah. All
well,
right,
listen, the reality is they'll all be worked in somehow.
Right. The Twitter question brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Mark's is looking for artisans who are detail-oriented and have a passion for making people's dreams come true. Apply online at marks-jewelers.com.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
What do you feel after yesterday's Phillies game on an overreaction Friday? Better 25%, worse 8.5%, the same 66.5%. You should feel better, in my opinion. 215-592-9494.
I got to lock in.
Yes.
I'm starting to get into Hugh Douglas territory.
Yeah, we will take your calls on the Phillies as well, the top five at five, and whether Ike needs to lock in. Jeremy in Philly, you're on WIP. What's up, Jeremy? Jeremy.
Sorry, 1 second. Just had to flip over.
All right.
Ike.
Yes.
Ike. Jackie Baseball. Hello.
Yes. Yes, sir.
All right. Well, listen, you guys have earwormed your way into my dream.
This is Jeremy. Hi, Jeremy.
Yeah, hey, how's it going, man? So the other night, I had this dream about a band, and we're trying to remember the songs. We're like this age in my 40s, and I'm with like the guys who are in my high school band. We're trying to remember how to play this song. Can't remember it. And then I start playing this guitar riff, and they're like, oh, that must be it. And then I wake up, and I'm like, what is that guitar riff? What is that? And it took me like 20 minutes, and finally I'm like, oh my God, that was the entire guitar riff for Creed.
Love
Hold
it.
Me Now, or whatever the song is called that you guys sing.
So it has worked its way into your dreams now.
Ah.
Yeah. So, yeah. Like, you guys, it's working. Whatever it's effective. You're
well, and you wouldn't consider yourself a Creed guy otherwise.
You know what's funny is, like, right before you guys started doing that bit, I started listening to Creed kind of jokingly with guys who work for me, and like just blasting it while we were working. I'm a mover, so like we would just like play it in the back of the truck, like while we're carrying stuff. And then you guys started doing that bit, so I had to like stop doing it basically.
Yeah, well, it'll do it. I mean, the songs they're good tunes, man. I don't know what to tell you.
There's a place that Creed is hitting like a moment right now. I don't know why. They are.
It is. Yeah.
They're back.
Have you ever heard the Marlins song that Scott Stapp did?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's famous.
It's horrible.
Yeah, it's not a great
amazing.
Tune.
Amazing.
Yeah.
So was it Buzz might have to find it on YouTube.
Yeah, it's a great
you
tune.
Play it. Well, play it whenever we play the Marlins, right?
Yeah. Yeah, that'll be our way. you had a Phil strikeouts comment. Do you think they were good strikeouts?
Yeah, well, look, love the Phillies, huge baseball guy. I watched the game yesterday. I'm kind of with you, Spike. I'm happy with the at bat, like, for the most part, except for Marsh. Marsh was just like, Marsh
was lost. Marsh was brutal yesterday.
He just looks lost at the plate. But like I thought Trey had good at bats. I will say, I can kind of get down with what Bohm was saying about the shadows, just because I think it was the second at bat he looked really bad, and then like later in the game he looked great, you know, at the plate. Like, he just looked like he could not. He had like two really weak swings in the second at bat, and he just looked like he couldn't even see the ball.
Well, so, it's going to make it sound like I'm making excuses for them, and I guess I am. But the other thing is, you really have. They've done, like, I remember seeing a sports science thing on this once. You really have, like, a quarter of a second to decide whether you're going to swing or not. And when you can't, like, it's really about, Jack, it's got to be really about seeing the ball out of the pitcher's hand and locating the ball. Yeah.
Well,
when
they're
it's
also looking they're also looking for the seams, and apparently
for the spin. Yeah.
So apparently, listen. It's not an excuse. It's an explanation. They're looking for the red dot sometimes to see if it's moving or whatnot, and it just looks black. Like, it just looks, when it goes in the, it just turns, it disappears.
So they can't tell what pitch it's.
They can't tell what, if it's going to move or it's a fastball. All that.
I mean, it is an excuse. It's just an excuse because both teams have to deal with it, but. My thing is, how come the MLB is even having games at 4 o'clock in stadiums like this? You know, it's the same thing with the Mets-Phillies series. That was a bad product, watching those games, because of the shadows. You know, great for the starting pitchers. Like, they get, like, 5 innings to do whatever they want. But,
yeah,
I don't know.
It's actually, and Jeremy, you have a go-to pop star?
Oh, Robin. We got to bring back the original
Dancing on my own. Yeah. I mean, Robin's a great pop star.
It was bastardized last year or the year before, whatever it was, and that ruined it. But, like, I think we bring back that, put Garrett Stubbs as, like, the bench coach, and we'll be good to go.
I think – thanks for the call, Jeremy. Yeah. I think Garrett Stubbs is probably going for – what I meant by Jeremy, is Jeremy owns the mover that is going to move me from North Jersey to South Jersey.
Right.
Shout out Meeting House Movers.
Okay.
But, yes, and he has moved me before,
nice.
Jeremy. He called – it's funny. When I was going to move, he called us the Friday of last Memorial Day, and he mentioned that he had moved me before, and he had a company now. I had Justin go through the audio and find his call so I could find him.
Wow.
I don't think the question about having games at that time is a completely silly question. I do understand during the playoffs, they're trying to slot in
TV.
A lot of games, and I get it. But on opening day, like, I guess I would just say, you could start the game at 2, or if you don't want a straight 1 o'clock game, if you want to give people a chance to actually get there, you could start the game at 2 o'clock and avoid that issue. But then I guess you run into that issue at the end of the game rather than
the
beginning
of the game. Would you rather have the shadows early or late?
Right. And they don't want to do 1 o'clock games.
Well, or you could do Elliott's solution and just build a dome.
Yeah. Well, Elliott's dome thing is... football in a dome is one thing. I don't like football in a dome. Baseball in a dome sucks.
I definitely don't want baseball in a dome.
Absolutely not. And the other thing that Elliott didn't acknowledge when he was on his own, because when Elliott brought it up on Twitter about having a dome because the opening day might get rained out. That was the only game in Philadelphia that got rained out last year.
Yes.
You don't make a decision on the stadium based on one out of 81 games.
Well, he was trolling when he did put that tweet out.
All right.
I mean, I know he really believes it, but he knows what he's doing.
Yes.
What he's doing.
Yes. He does believe there should be a dome, but he knows what he's doing. Yeah, I guess you would rather have it at the beginning of the game rather than the end of the game.
I think that's a theory.
Yeah.
It's a theory.
Yeah.
We'll see how tomorrow goes.
Yeah.
What time's the start?
4:05.
It'll be 80 degrees tomorrow.
80 degrees? Listen, take the first 5 under if you want.
Well, so it doesn't make any sense for tomorrow. It doesn't make any sense for a Saturday. Make it be a 1 o'clock game or a 7 o'clock game.
Oh, you mean time-wise.
Yeah, it doesn't make any... There's no reason for a 4 o'clock game on a Saturday.
Yeah.
Now I'm going to start getting pissed off about it. Now, this is going to be my sod father.
Even though they won.
Even though
they
won.
And they were productive in the 19th strike.
They were productive, but also there's no... I don't see any legitimate reason for having a 4 o'clock game on a Saturday. It could be a 1 o'clock game or a 7 o'clock game.
4 o'clock is probably their better time slot.
Exactly. For what?
Well, for people to be home watching.
On a Saturday?
Yeah.
Huh. Oh, because they're out on a Saturday night?
Yeah, or? versus people being out somewhere Saturday night.
Yeah.
I don't know. Because, like, college football, their most watched games are the 3:30 games, right? 12 o'clock or 3:30.
Yeah. Well, yes. America's game of the week, 4:25, usually a big number.
Yeah, the primetime thing isn't as big as it used to be.
Yeah, that's why the NCAA tournament doesn't need to start these tournament games at 9:50 at night, like last night.
Is that when they started? Yeah.
Well, no, that was the second game.
Oh, the second game.
Yeah.
Oh, well, that's like, absurd.
The first game started at 7.
Why not flip it? Why not start it at, like, 5? And then do it at 8.
Well, because nobody can watch at 5. Goes to work now anyway.
Yeah, they
can
first watch off, the workday ends at 3:30 now.
Yeah.
It doesn't end.
You can
tell by traffic.
Yeah.
So I just, I wanted to watch Cooper Flagg, but it was 10:30.
They gave him the 10 o'clock game, which I was surprised they gave Duke the 10 o'clock game.
Yeah, I had no chance.
They just give Duke the 7 o'clock game.
Yeah,
more people can see him.
I got to scout this guy. And then put the games at 10 o'clock at night. We got to do some scouting.
You would have been impressed with last night's game.
Yeah, well, you had, what, 36?
Yeah.
You guys staying for the lottery party on the 12th?
100%. Damn right. Are you kidding me? Well, I'm completely invested.
Phil's play tonight? That night?
Well, I'm sure they play.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I got to do postgame.
Oh, well, the lottery will be over fall. Oh, but you're going to have to watch the game.
What are you going to do postgame at? Postgame.
Just wonder if I have to go home. We'll see.
Well, we're going to be.
Yeah, you could do it from the thing.
Yeah, we're going to be at the place.
That be a show?
Yeah. You in the back doing a Phil's post game while the lottery party's going.
I would totally interrupt you on purpose as much as I can.
Oh, yeah.
Grinding tape back there. Yeah.
Well, if we win number one.
Oh, yeah, forget about it.
Oh, that place is going to melt down. It will melt down. It'll be the greatest. I said we were talking about what somebody asked us, a podcast listener asked, the whole process era, what is the best moment? And I truly believe the best moment was getting the first pick in 2016.
Yeah.
Now, that sucks as a best moment, that we don't have one playoff moment that's better than that. But we don't.
Well, it sucked that he quit.
Well, it also sucks that he quit. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, how it ended up, it quit. Yeah. But as far as a moment, that felt closer to any as far as it not being a championship, that felt closer to a championship moment than than any playoff
that
moment.
That place erupted.
Oh, my God. It was wonderful.
Yeah.
All right. Coming up next. Got to talk a little more LeBron in that controversy with Stephen A. continues to go. Also, overreaction Friday on the WIP afternoon show. Do you feel better or worse after yesterday's win? And for next question today, it is Lady Gaga's birthday. Give us your go-to pop star, 215-592-9494. We're at Chickies in South Philly. The basketball tournament, as we just mentioned, is going on. You can watch all the action at Chickies and Pete's. Find a location near you, chickiesandpetes.com. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this March. Breakdowns of every region and every game, who are the Cinderellas, and which team's cutting down the nets. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app, wherever you get your podcasts.